This is your chance to describe some of the challenges you see and the kind of support that's needed. The Gulf Coast Community Foundation is inviting Sarasota and Manatee residents to help shape the future of our region through its 2025 regional scan, which launches today. The short 5-minute online survey gives community members the chance to share their thoughts on the area's greatest needs, from housing and education to environment and economic opportunity. The foundation partnered with a local data scientist to design the survey, ensuring it captures perspectives from different neighborhoods, backgrounds, and lived experiences. Once the survey closes later this month, results will be shared with community groups to guide future planning and investment for the next 2 years. Manatee County residents now have a new way to get quick answers online. Meet Cortez, the county's brand new digital assistant, launched yesterday. Cortez, named after the fishing village, is an interactive chatbot available on the county's website, mymanatee.org, to help residents and visitors find information 24 hours a day. It answers questions about garbage and recycling schedules, property taxes, permits, park hours, and upcoming county commission meetings. The chatbot is learning and improving over time, offering more accurate answers and connecting users with staff when personal help is needed. U.S. government lawyers say some detainees at the new Immigration Detention Center in the Everglades, nicknamed Alligator Alcatraz, may have never been in removal proceedings. That contradicts statements made by Governor Ron DeSantis. The Justice Department revealed the detail in a court filing arguing that detainees at the facility have widely different immigration statuses. The remote detention center has faced criticism from advocates who say its isolation makes it harder for detainees to access attorneys. This has been Darielle Delgado with your WSLR News headlines for Tuesday, October 7th.
Listening to WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. Also streaming on WSLR.org or by downloading the free WSLR app. This is the Healthy Living Hour, airing live every other Tuesday from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. My name is Rebecca Acosta, local acupuncture physician, and I am your host. A huge thanks to our soundboard operator, John Dickman, host of Monday Morning's Blues to Bluegrass from 7 to 9 a.m. Thank you, John, for being here this morning. Our goal is to offer a wide variety of topics and guests to better inform and educate our community on current health and wellness issues. As a disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed by hosts, guests, and callers on WSLR programs are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of WSLR, its staff, or volunteers. Further, no one here is providing any type of medical diagnosis, treatment, nor advice. Everything said here on the Healthy Living Hour is solely for general information and to foster critical thinking. We encourage you to consult your doctor for personal medical advice. WSLR is... Support comes from Dr. Harvey Kultsis, acupuncture physician located at 1217 Southeast Avenue in Sarasota. He has been resolving pain and illness for 50 years with acupuncture, traditional Chinese medicine, and nutrition. More information can be found by calling 941-366-1110 or by visiting www.hk.com. hkacup.com. That's hkacup.com. Good morning, everyone. It's good to be here on a Tuesday morning in our new studio, and we have a very special guest joining us this morning. I have with us today for the hour Dr. O'Donohue from O'Donohue Dermatology right here in Sarasota. And Dr. O'Donohue has more than two decades of experience. He's known for his expertise in both medical and cosmetic dermatology, offering a comprehensive range of services, including skin cancer treatment, laser therapies, injectables, and cutting-edge skincare procedures. He has earned a reputation for delivering exceptional results while maintaining a patient-first philosophy. Dr. O'Donohue, thank you so much for taking time out of your day today. It's so good to have you here. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, maybe how you got into medicine and why dermatology?
Absolutely, Rebecca. And again, thank you so much for having me today. Dermatology really appealed to me. Both my parents were physicians. I appreciated dermatology because it's such a visual specialty. I enjoyed reading, but I enjoyed the pictures more. And dermatology is such a visual specialty. That was something that I really said, I have to do this. And it's every day. It's a new, it's almost like a, it's a challenge. Trying to find that skin cancer on a patient, helping them with their different disorders of the skin, hair, nails. And it's just something new and different each and every day.
That's wonderful. How about we start off? We have a lot of things to cover that you'd like to talk about and get awareness out there for. How about we start off? What are some of the common skin conditions or the concerning conditions that you see more commonly now in our patient population? And then, following up with that, maybe what are some everyday things that people can do who are listening to be more preventative, be more proactive, take better care so that they don't end up there?
Well, we're all living longer, and which is a good thing, but as a result, sometimes more skin conditions appear because of that longevity. One of the most common things I see in my practice, particularly here in Florida, is skin cancer. Mm-hmm. And it seems to be increasing at somewhat of an alarming rate. Particularly, I would say the worst one is melanoma, which can be deadly. In fact, about every hour, one person in the United States succumbs to melanoma. And the key with all skin cancers, but particularly melanoma, is if you find it early, it's completely curable. Now, a lot of skin cancers may be related to sun that we got many, many years ago. I'll tell my patients that their skin has memory, and even though they may not be in the sun, you know, yesterday or the day before, they develop skin cancer, and so it's probably some of those burns that we had maybe as a youngster, maybe in our teens. Well, those turn out to be very significant because those skin cells are very susceptible to the sun's damaging rays, and those maybe if you were to have, let's say, 3 to 5 severe blistering sunburns as a youth, that can predispose you to skin cancer as an adult. So prevention is the key, and good thorough self-exam is important, but even better is to come in and see your dermatologist and just have a good overall scan pretty much yearly. If you've had skin cancer before, we recommend twice a year, but at least yearly, just a good scan, particularly if you have a family history, a history of those severe sunburns, maybe over 50 moles. All of those are things that it would be wise just to get checked by a board-certified dermatologist.
Yeah, very good. And I mean, you bring up such an important point, I think. I see this in my clinic, and I'm not a specialist in anything skin, but, you know, I even have people in the medical field that come in as patients, and I might be working on their back or something. And, you know, I can't see my back. You don't see your back. And they got this, you know, strange looking mole, or just this, it's, you know, the irregular borders, or it's raised or whatever. And I question them about it. Like, hey, how long have you had this here? Do you know about it? How long has it been here, and are you getting, you have a set of eyes being,
you're absolutely right. You know, your profession, as well as hairdressers, massage therapists, they are like gatekeepers. And I've had, over the 25 years I've been doing this, I've had at least 10 to 20 patients referred by experts like you, who were wise enough to say, you should get that checked. And they turned out to be some important lesions that needed to be examined carefully.
Yeah, and just piggybacking on that, and I just totally forgot about this because it was a long time ago, but my gosh, this was before Eden was born. You know my daughter. Mm-hmm. She worked for you as a medical assistant, and that's how we met. Mm-hmm. But, so she'll be 25, so this is, you know, over 25 years ago, but I was getting my hair done, sitting in that hairdresser's chair, and I remember her saying, oh, what a cute little mole you have on your ear, mm-hmm. you know, and she flipped it forward, that lip of that ear, you know, that ridge, and I'm like, what a cute little birthmark. I don't have a birthmark, right. And I saw this, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that looked, I just had this bad feeling about it.
It
wasn't good. It was, and I'm glad she found it. I would not have.
And I always encourage my patients, particularly adults, if you develop a new lesion or a new mole, you know, you really should have it checked out, not to ignore it. Certainly any mole or lesion that is getting darker, any new lesion, a lesion, let's say, maybe even a pimple that won't heal. If it's been kind of hanging around for a month, that could be a basal cell. A wart, you say, oh, that's just a wart. Well, squamous cell carcinoma, the second most common type of cancer that can metastasize, can look very similar to what many would think is just a benign-looking wart. Always better just to make sure, because these things can grow quickly.
I think in my 20s when that happened. Mm-hmm. So, and I think we're seeing this in a younger patient population.
We are. And the younger population, too, is also at higher risk, particularly the ones that are using the tanning beds. So that's a whole other thing. And in fact, many states have enacted legislation that require anybody under the age of 18 to have a parental consent. And it's growing. It's almost 30 states now. So, and the problem with the tanning beds is that there are two types of light. There's UVB. UVB is the light that causes us to burn, typically responsible for basal cell and squamous cell. But UVA, which is the wavelength of light that causes us to tan, that's the one responsible for melanoma. So many of these machines now, they're taking out the B, which burns, and they're just putting in the A. And so you're getting this full, intense UVA spectrum of light, which accelerates your risk for melanoma at a very, very high rate. So it's advised not to use tanning beds. If you want some color, use one of the over-the-counter, self-tanners. That's a better way to get a little color if you want it.
I've never heard this about the tanning beds before, so mm-hmm. thank you for mm-hmm. bringing that up. And I think maybe, I know they're more popular or widely used up in the northern states.
Mm-hmm.
We have more of our natural tanning
beds. And
they
have many of those places, they have a spray tan mm-hmm. where you stand in the booth and then this sprayer goes around you. And I would say that's a much better choice. than the actual, lights themselves.
Mm, thank you. Are there any off the top, I'm kind of putting you on the spot, so I apologize, but are there any specific ingredients that you think patients should stay away from, people should stay away from, as far as some of these over-the-counter items?
Well, I'll say topically, let's go to sunscreens. That's one of the most common questions I get. What's the best sunscreen? Well, in general, I'll tell folks, when you go to the store and you look on the shelf, look for the word baby. And baby typically is going to indicate that it contains a mineral, either titanium dioxide or zinc oxide. And those are minerals. Those are inert, not chemical-based, sunblocks. That's an easy, sort of simple way. Go for the baby label. Many of them, when you put them on you, they're super white. Well, now they've micronized a lot of those particles. And so once you rub them in after a few seconds, they're virtually invisible. But they tend to stay on longer. They block that UVA I talked about, which causes melanoma, much better than the chemical-based sunblocks. And they tend to be my favorite. And then when it comes to SPF, really, once you get to SPF 30, you're good. Anything above 30 is just incrementally a little bit better, but not by much. So SPF 30 with a mineral, zinc oxide, and you'll be good to go.
Oh, yeah, very good advice. Thank you for that. And again, if you're just tuning in, this is the Healthy Living Hour, and we're here talking with Dr. O'Donohue of O'Donohue Dermatology. We have a few things to go over. You do a special Mohs surgery. Can we talk about that? And I know it's more of a specialty.
Correct. It's one of the best ways at removing the entirety of the tumor and leaving as much normal skin as possible. So we start and it's typically reserved for tumors of the head and neck, where they tend to be a little bit more aggressive, and where you want to preserve as much normal skin, because that leaves less of a scar, right? And we take a small amount out, and then we have a technician and a certified lab, and they stain that tissue with a special stain. So then they put it on a slide, and that stain illuminates those cells. These cells are 1,000 times smaller than a grain of sand. So that's the beauty of being able to look at it while the patient is there. And so once we analyze it and we look at it, we can tell and see if there's any more tumor left. So let's say I look at that slide and I look down onto the slide and I see tumor at 12 to 3 o'clock. Well, then I know on the patient where 12 to 3 o'clock is, and I can go back and take another layer just from that 12 to 3 o'clock position. So we're mapping that out specifically just for the tumor and leaving all that normal skin alone. And as a result, we get a cure rate of almost 99%. I make the analogy, it's like you have a bowl of grapes and the tumor is the grapes. And I want to look down in that bowl, and I just want to see bowl. I don't want to see any grapes. And that's how we're able to do that. And it's a wonderful technique for giving the patient some assurance that it's all gone, and minimizing the size of the defect, which means less of a scar.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I never knew what that was, so thank you for clarifying that. So apart from more of the more medical concerns or problems, you also do a lot of aesthetics, the anti-aging, the beautification.
Sure.
Let's talk about that. I think that's a big, buzzword. Women want this, men want this. I mean.
Yeah, and the way I look at it is I say to myself, when I look in the mirror and I feel like I look better, all of a sudden mentally I feel better, right? It's a self-confidence thing. And like I said, as we live longer, you know, we age and gravity takes hold, and the concept is collagen. So collagen is are those rubber bands that basically are really tight and thick when we're younger, and they hold the skin up. And with time, with gravity, with heredity, with things that we do to our body, like smoking or drinking, all those things make those collagen fibers start to loosen up and fragment, and all of a sudden the stage is starting to, you know, kind of collapse, and our skin goes with it. And as a result, it starts to droop and drape and wrinkle and crinkle. And so a lot of folks will see this. Now, in my practice, I don't do facelifts, but I do a lot of procedures for folks who aren't either ready for an invasive procedure like a facelift. They maybe don't have the finances, or they don't have the time to recover. So we have a wonderful variety of different treatments that we can do to make you look better and feel better. And those include anything from things like Botox for wrinkles for the upper face and around the eyes, the crow's feet, right, the little angry lines in the middle between our brow. Then we do different wrinkle fillers for the lower face where we can lift, right? We can put it into the cheeks. We can put it around those little lines around your mouth. And then we have different lasers for red spots, for brown spots, for wrinkles, a variety of different things. And that's why I love my job, right? I love the medical, finding the skin cancer, helping the person with the rash, doing the surgical part of it as well. That's a hands-on. I like working with my hands. And then I love the cosmetic aspect. So it's every day. It's something totally different and totally new.
I have a real quick question.
Yes.
Do you use, and what is your opinion of, I had a friend that had a stem cell treatment done
yes.
on his skin, and,
yes.
and I'd like to hear a little bit of what you feel about that.
Sure. So we use, what we do is we use what's called PRP, which is a platelet treatment where we draw your blood, we spin it down, we take the platelet layer, and then we inject the platelets, or we apply them directly to the skin. Now we can, the platelets, this is the concept, platelets stimulate or upregulate something that's naturally in our body called growth factor. And then growth factor turns on the stem cells. And stem cells are these cells that kind of wake up cells that have been kind of sleeping or have gone dormant. So for men or women who are losing hair or thinning hair, we inject those cells as stem cells. We wake up the stem cells, and we can start to grow hair, right? Yeah, you'd be a perfect candidate.
Didn't believe it.
And it really does work, and patients love it because it's their own cells that we're using to stimulate things to grow and look healthier, and we use it on the face as well. So I'll do microneedling. We make these little thousands of little tiny superficial little perforations in the skin. Takes about 10 minutes, and then we gently apply that preparation to the skin. They filter down into those little pores that we've made, and they stimulate collagen. So all of a sudden people are seeing that their pores are smaller, their wrinkles look better, their skin is smoother. And so it's in terms of patients will ask me, well, what can we do? Do you have anything we can do naturally? That fits right into that avenue, and patients love it, and there's no downtime. It's relatively quick, takes about maybe an hour to do, just spinning down the cells. But that's a real winner. I've loved having that in my practice.
Now, would you say that's a one-time treatment?
The best results we've found is we'll commit to three. So we'll go ahead and we'll do one a month for 3 months. And then after that, typically most patients are just doing a maintenance treatment, one treatment once a year. And so that the studies show that regimen seems to really work the best.
Yeah, thank you. And I know my analogy with the microneedling, it's kind of like aerating your garden, you know, and then you get the nutrients
exactly.
absorbed better.
Exactly.
Kind of like that.
In fact, I have to shout out to my team. They were the ones that actually encouraged me to look into PRP. And so this is a shout out to my whole team at O'Donohue Dermatology. Hello, Barbara, Becky, Jamie, Cammy, Lisa, Natalie, Vicky, Melissa, the two Brendas, mom and daughter, Maria, Brad, and Brooke. Without them, I'm telling you, I couldn't get it done. And they are the face of the practice when the patients walk in and when they leave. And they are the best team I've ever worked with by far.
Oh, thank you. And here's just a quick little public service announcement. Do you have a collection of vinyl, cassettes, or CDs that needs a new home? Donate it to WSLR in Fogartyville. Drop off your music by 5 p.m. this Friday, October 10th, at the radio station located at 525 Kumquat Court in Sarasota's Rosemary District. We'll add it to our table this Sunday's open house and record fair. If you have any questions, call 941-894-6469. That number is 941-894-6469. Thank you for supporting community radio and Sarasota's favorite listening room.
And I'd like to add that WSLR and Fogartyville's Fall Membership Drive is coming October 15th through the 21st. Our theme is Hear It Here, because Sarasota Community's energy is alive right here with local music, independent news, and cultural connection. Become a member now and be part of the dynamic season ahead, including more than 120 Fogartyville concerts. Hear It Here.
Hear It Here, yes. We're getting ready for our membership drive. That's always just a very fun, exciting, high-energy time here. Also, support for WSLR comes from listeners like you and from Manatee Spirit Holistic Sound Studio, offering sound-based wellness experiences in Bradenton. More information is available at 941-201-0069 or at info@manateespirit.com. Again, thank you everyone for joining us today, and we are speaking with Dr. O'Donohue from Sarasota's O'Donohue Dermatology. We've been talking about all things skin, the cancers, you know, the not so good stuff, and then what I kind of think is some more of the fun stuff, mm-hmm. the anti-aging and the really cool things that now you have the technology and you can do to make people feel better about themselves.
Absolutely. One of the other fun things I like to do and really have success with is and you can consider it a natural source. It's a light. It's called broadband light or intense pulse light, and it's in that fluorescent range of light. And for folks with or clients with brown spots, we particularly those brown spots that we see on the hands, on the chest, on the face, you know, many people are bothered by those and feel like those really show, you know, their sun damage and their age. But by applying this light to those brown spots, it's about a 10-minute procedure. They get darker over a week or two, and then you literally just wash them off. And those results can last for years if we just wear a little sunblock on a daily basis. So that's another fun, pretty natural way of treating some of the skin disorders that we see.
Wow, that's fascinating. That's a long-lasting therapy session, definitely. You mentioned, privately before coming in today about, we talked about microneedling, and you also mentioned radio frequency and salmon DNA.
Correct.
Like salmon the fish.
Right. This is another procedure that my staff introduced me to. Again, they're always going out and trying to look for the latest and greatest treatments, and so I gave it a try. We brought it into the practice, and what we do is it's that same microneedling process where the microneedles they actually break up the old collagen and they create a little inflammatory process that stimulates the growth of more collagen. So you get that benefit. Then we add radio frequency. So there's 64 little needle tips that go into the skin and about the size of a little postage stamp area. And an electric current, radio frequency, is delivered, and that's another stimulatory collagen builder. So you've got the microneedling, you've got the radio frequency, and then we take salmon DNA. And who knew? But it turns out that studies show that salmon DNA has the ability to also be a collagen stimulator. And it's a topical gel that we apply that goes into those little pores created by the radio frequency. And it doesn't smell like salmon, so that's good. And it stays on the skin overnight. But another thing that my patients have just really enjoyed, they see those pores shrink, their skin just becomes incredibly smoother, and overall just looks healthier. So another no downtime, about 15-minute procedure that that folks do once a month for 3 months, and then maybe like a maintenance treatment once a year.
Wow, that's really something. How about the different, you brought up in the introduction, wrinkle fillers?
Sure. Fillers have been around since I started 25 years ago, but they've really been refined in terms of the choices that we have. So you have different types of wrinkles, right? So you have those maybe fine etched wrinkles around the mouth. Then you get into more of what I would call a fold, which is that line from the corner of your nose down to the corner of your mouth. And then you have areas where you want to lift, like in the cheek. So if you look at your cheeks, you'll see that with gravity, when you were in your teens, they were up here, right? They were high. And then slowly they start to come down to the middle of your face, and that accentuates this nasolabial fold. And so what we do is we start up here and we put small amounts of filler. And if you were to just pinch your cheeks in between your fingers, you'll see everything lift. Well, that's what the fillers do. They're kind of like putting a little breath of air into a balloon. Now, the key is as we get down to around the mouth, the first thing patients always say is, "Well, I don't want the duck lips." And I always tell them, my goal, first of all, I don't do the big duck lips, right? What I want is when you get home, I want your friends and family to say, you look better, but I can't tell why, mm-hmm. right? We want a natural result. And that's what I feel like I'm a real expert at doing is delivering these fillers and these procedures in a way where you just look better and more youthful, but nobody can tell. We've all seen some folks who probably, haven't had that done, and it's just a little overdone. And that's what I have to always reassure my clients about, is that I'm very conservative, and I'm going to just start out slow. We can always put in more. We can't take it out. So let's start with a teeny bit. And they're usually quite happy with that conservative approach. But fillers are great. They last over a year in some cases, and we have different choices. Not one size fits all. So we have a very fine product for around the mouth and those little etched lines. We have a slightly thicker product for those folds, the nasolabial fold. And then if we want to lift the cheeks, we have an even thicker one. But it's a 15-minute procedure. We do a little ice afterwards. And there really isn't any downtime. And we use a numbing cream to numb folks up. We have different tools that we use to make you comfortable. And most everybody can tolerate it and have an immediate, excellent result.
Yeah, and it's funny you mentioned that about people will, they notice something's different, but they don't know why. The common thing I get, and I've done microneedling on myself and others, but it's funny, it's a common theme, but they'll be like, oh, did you get new glasses?
Right. Did you lose weight? Isn't that funny? It's so true. But at the end, I just love seeing patients. I'll show them the mirror after, and they'll look, and I always like to see their eyes light up, and there's a self-confidence that's built into that. It's not all vanity. Yeah, there's some of that, but it's just if you look better, you feel better, and that's one of the things I love doing for folks.
Yeah, and I think even especially for women, like there's sometimes nothing worse for a woman to feel like we've been defaced in a way. You know, something on our face, that's just a very personable, important aspect of facing the world, facing our friends, you know, that facing all things.
It is. It can happen sometimes quickly. And it is. It can be demoralizing, especially for women. And so that's the beauty of dermatology. We have a lot of different ways to help folks, whether it's medical, surgical, or cosmetic. And it's just a variety. And it's fun, and it's interesting, and it's new. So I'm very glad I picked this specialty. I still love it after all these years.
That's great. How about, can we talk about Botox? That's been around for quite a while, and it's really gained popularity. And I'm imagining maybe there's some new forms, everything in medicine is constantly changing and hopefully upgrading.
Right. Yeah, so Botox came out probably a little before I started 25 years ago, and it has evolved. So what it is it's a way to relax the muscle. And so in certain areas, we can't use fillers. They're not appropriate for the lines in between our eyebrows, the lines, horizontal lines across our forehead, and then the crow's feet. Fillers just don't suit that area very well. But those lines, unlike the other lines on a lower part of her face, they're driven 100% or made or created by muscle, okay? And the animation of our, you know, squinting in the sun, raising our brow, smiling, all of those things, every time we do that, we deepen those little lines in that area. So we say, okay, the muscle is the issue here. Can we relax it? Yes. And Botox lasts about 3 months. It's a series of little teeny injections into those areas. And if done appropriately by someone skilled, you can actually lift the brow. So as we age, our brow and our forehead droops, right? We look tired. Well, if you do it correctly, you can actually lift the brow a little bit while relaxing those lines. But you really have to have an expert who knows your anatomy on where to put it. Now, recently, so you had 3 months for Botox. Recently, a new product came out called Daxxify. I call it Better Botox. It's my preferred choice of treatment because I've seen it last up to 6 months. So instead of three, six, it's not that much more in cost. But it it also contains proteins that seem to also help smooth the skin. So I've noticed that my forehead is a lot smoother. Not only does it last longer, but my skin just seems to be smoother. I think those proteins help deliver it across the area and diffuse it better. And so Daxxify is the one that I think is a longer acting product and has a few more benefits. But it's really the only way to slow down the aging process and those lines of the upper face. And so it's been around a while, but it's continuing to evolve.
Oh, thank you. And also, we have on our list a CO2 laser.
Sure. So CO2 has been around for a while. It has been refined. We use that primarily for deep lines and wrinkles of the face. Now, you can use it on the neck and chest. You have to use lighter settings. But for that patient that has that very sort of weathered skin or is looking to really improve wrinkles of the face that are maybe too deep for filler, CO2, carbon dioxide laser, is a very safe and effective way to treat those. And it works kind of like microneedling, where it's making a series of thousands of little perforations, but when it works, it actually ablates, or it actually causes a little hole to form. Now, when you have that little micro hole, when it heals, you create tightening. Okay, so this heat just blasts that little perforation away, and all those little channels, when they heal, they cause shrinkage, and the results are practically permanent. And a lot of my patients that I treat with this, they could use a facelift. They just don't. They don't want the risk. They don't want the downtime. They maybe don't want the cost. And so we do this 20-minute procedure with just numbing. And there is healing. So if you do it at its highest strength, you have about a week of healing at home. You look a little sunburned, okay, and then you're pink for a few weeks after that. But in the appropriate person, a fair-skinned person with lots of, like, deep lines of the face, it's a fabulous way to get a really long-lasting tightening and eradication of those wrinkles, and patients just love it.
And it's a forever treatment. It's long lasting.
Yeah, usually wow. Only have to do those once, really, and then after that we can maintain things with Botox and a little filler. So that's a good one time treatment for somebody who's really looking to refresh and look just like they used to, a little bit more, a little refreshing and more youthful.
Wow, that's fascinating. Mm-hmm. I hadn't heard of the mm-hmm. carbon dioxide mm-hmm. laser mm-hmm. before. How long has that been around?
It's been around since I started 25 years ago, oh. But they've refined it to where the healing is quicker with the same results. So it's constant. All these technologies are constantly evolving. But an excellent safe way to get a more youthful appearance.
Great. A lot of women like, men too, but the topicals, like I call them the lotions and the potions and
sure.
the serums.
Sure.
I mean, we know it's big business, but what kinds of things really work, in your opinion, if
sure.
I may ask?
So the key is all about collagen. The collagen is the answer, because the collagen are those rubber bands that I was talking about before that start to break down because of time, some bad habits, and the sun, and heredity, right? So some people accelerate quicker than others because their gene lottery wasn't as good.
Mm-hmm.
But so how do we build collagen? Well, we can start with vitamin A, which is retin-A, which has been around since the 50s practically. But it is a true collagen builder. Now, the key is, and you may talk to folks and they'll say, well, I tried that and it irritated my skin. Well, that's because your dermatologist didn't tell you how to properly use it. And when you're first using it, your skin does have to get used to it, because it can be a little irritating. The skin has to get used to it. So I encourage my patients, when we start it, to start it. They make three strengths now. Start with the lowest strength and only start with it at night to clean skin, maybe twice a week, Monday and Friday, and dilute it a little bit with your favorite moisturizer. Let's just mm-hmm. ease into it. And and if they do it that way the first month, just Monday and Friday, I see them back. Things are great. Let's go to Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then by 3 or 4 months, we're using it every night and everything's great. But they start to see fine lines improve, pores shrink, wrinkles improve. It's just a fabulous product. The next one would be vitamin C. It's an antioxidant, but it also and it can help with brown spots. But it also seems to help build collagen as well. And then these are the triad of my favorites. And then the third would be hyaluronic acid. So hyaluronic acid is a building block of collagen. It's, in fact, the same thing we use for fillers. So if you – and I like to rotate these things. Our skin tends to get a little used to things. So if I were to see you and you were to ask me, well, what should we start on? I'd say, let's start on a little retin A. And then once we get used to that, we're gonna meld in a little bit of our vitamin C one night, and then maybe the third night a little hyaluronic acid.
I have a question, real quick.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, all these vitamins that you're referring to, is that all I'm not sure of the right terminology, but is that all topical, or is any of it something that you would take? You know, there's so many supplements right. that have all these things in it that you consume.
Right.
Is that part of the program? Can it be, or it just doesn't work that way?
No, absolutely. So these are all topicals that I'm referring to, but it was a huge study done about 10 years ago in Australia, where they have some of the highest cancer rates in the world, you know, the fair mm-hmm. skin and the sun, you know, and they did a study on vitamin B. So, and it's a variety, it's a complex of vitamin B, vitamin B 1, 2, 6, 12, and it comes in a product, it's the product name is HelioCare, but that has been shown to actually reverse the incidence of skin cancer and lower your rate. So for many of my patients with skin cancer issues or a family history, we'll recommend that vitamin B and they do very, very well. So, you know, as far as just like multivitamins and those sort of things, I think the jury is still out. I like biotin. Biotin's great for building hair growth and nail growth. That's a definitive one. But as far as like oral remedies, Nutrafol is another one. It's a plant-based vegan. It's kind of like 20 plants in it, but that I put my patients on for hair loss as well. So there are some oral treatments in dermatology. So the combination of both is always recommended.
Yeah, thank you. No, and it just makes sense. Mm-hmm. Nourish the inside, mm-hmm. nourish the outside.
Absolutely.
Get it from every place we can.
Absolutely.
The skin is the largest organ.
Well, you're right. And you asked me to come on, I started to go back and think about what we used. Patients love natural remedies, right? Mm-hmm. They if you tell them about a natural remedy, they their eyes perk up and they're like, "Oh, you're not writing me another prescription. You're going to tell me." And so for example, for rosacea, I actually have had some benefits with yogurt. And you take a small amount of yogurt, nice and cool, and for rosacea, which is that red condition that some people either have flush or blush real mm-hmm. easy, or they'll actually get the little pimply type. But a small amount of that, just apply gently to the skin with your fingertips, mm-hmm. just let it sit for about 10 minutes, and then rinse it off. Many of my patients find that very, very helpful for conditions like that. Apple cider vinegar is one of my favorites. It's great to put on bee stings, ant bites. It's great for sunburn, where you just literally apply it directly. You can dilute it by a little bit if it burns at first, but it instantly reduces that inflammation and makes the skin feel fabulous. Green tea for sunburns is great too, right? A small mm-hmm. amount. You could throw it in a bathtub if you got a bad burn, or you can just take the packs themselves and just gently apply it directly to a burn or a bite. So there's a variety of different topicals that we can use from the natural world.
Yeah, some home remedies.
Sure, absolutely.
Aloe. Another one.
Absolutely.
We can grow it here.
Sure. I've used, and then the olive oil, you know, a few drops of that to dry skin at night is a nice way to just soothe some of that dry skin that folks have. Coconut oil is another one that patients often tell me about and seems to work for some.
Yeah, the thing I learned about aloe, interesting, I'm sure you know this, but when you first cut the plant, the yellow stuff that kind of seeps out, that's actually latex. So some people have a latex allergy.
Interesting.
And I'll just say, you know, kind of like after microneedling, like,
right.
hey, just let that come out onto the paper towel and then scrape all the other stuff out and use that.
You know, it's funny, speaking of different foods or remedies, but a patient came in with what looked like somebody had on his back had taken a whip. So, mm-hmm. and he had like whip-like marks on his back. And he said, they just showed up. And so I went online, right? I need the help of Google once in a while. And I saw that shiitake mushrooms have a very specific rash. And it is this whip-like presentation, almost like a hives, but in a linear form. Like somebody literally was just whipped. And sure enough, we challenged him. We said, well, do you mind? Can we try it? Because it went away. And like, do you want to try it? Let's try it. And he took a small amount, and he took a picture, and there it showed up again. And so there's a shiitake mushroom rash, which was new to me. Hadn't seen that in 25 years.
Wow, yeah, that's fascinating. I hadn't
new,
heard
right?
that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Doctor, how about eczema? We're seeing a lot more kids.
Yes. So eczema, especially with kids, it's tough. You know, they do typically grow out of it. But we find one of the simplest, this is a pretty natural thing, I would say, or remedy, would be bleach bath. So there's a bacteria, the staph. We believe that the bacteria on the skin can stimulate an autoimmune response and cause this eczema in kids. And so we put a small amount, maybe a cup full of bleach in a warm bath, you know, and we have them do these soaks in the bleach. It's totally safe. It's harmless, but it tends to cleanse the skin and kill that bacteria. And then when they get out and that skin's nice and damp, right after they've soaked for 10 minutes, apply a good emollient, right? Sometimes it could be Vaseline. Other times it could be, you know, a vino, just something really to hydrate them, because while those pores are open, we want to hydrate that skin. Sometimes we use a little mild topical steroid. But bleach baths have been very helpful, especially for my adolescents and children. And then recently, some of the biologics have come out. So for the really bad folks that you can't get better topically, we have what are called biologics, and these are injections that either the patient gives themselves or they're administered in the office, but they upregulate the immune system to fight those cells that are attacking your skin, and they have been a game changer. The one that we have a lot of success with is called Dupixent. Sometimes it's advertised on TV, and that literally will cure the patients of this, and eventually, you know, we can try and taper them off and see how they do. And some are fine; others have to stay on it. But the world of medicine, in terms of stimulating our body to fight these disorders, whether it's eczema or even melanoma, now we're using immunotherapy, right? Where we say tell our body to wake up and fight, right, the melanoma cells. That's working in a huge way, and we're lucky. We have Moffitt Cancer Center right up the road, and they do an incredible job for our melanoma patients, the ones where you know, the cancer's left the skin and now it's in the lymph nodes. Those folks, they would have succumbed to the disease just 10 years ago, and now they're living because of these immunotherapy treatments. So it's come a long way, and it's just so great to see.
Wow, that's I mean, just 10 years, that's really fascinating. It kind of, when you think about it.
Crazy.
Yeah. I have one more question, if I may. You know, and I've had a couple patients recently ask, like, hey, can you do anything about skin tags?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, I see. I have a lot of patients. They try and tie something around it, right? Try to choke it off, and then they come in and they're like, it's not coming off. But yeah, skin tags are very common. They love to show up in areas where the skin bends or folds. So that would be the neck, maybe underneath the chest here, maybe in the groin, underneath the arms. And I mean, they're so common, but they can be really annoying. And so I have a special little tip on my cryo gun, you know, the little freeze gun, the liquid nitrogen, but it's a very, very fine tip. And if I just apply that directly to those little tiny tags, I can do 10 of them in a minute. They'll turn into a little scab and they'll just go away. Now, you can numb the whole area up and you can snip them off, or you can put a numbing cream on and snip them off. But I just find the freezing works really well, because I can do a ton of them. And some people do. They have a ton of them. But they should always be looked at, because I've seen some that my client thought it was a skin tag, and it turned out to be actually something cancerous.
Oh.
So I don't like folks just treating. There's a lot of over-the-counter remedies. You can buy these little freeze guns and different ways to destroy things. But you got to be careful, because you could be destroying something that really needed to be looked at or analyzed.
So what I'm hearing is always get anything suspicious or unknown looked at.
I think so. Like, yeah. For example, warts. I mean, there's a million over-the-counter wart treatments. Well, squamous cell carcinoma can look like a wart. So if you're sitting there destroying it yourself, you could be treating a cancer. So always better just to get a look at by a good board certified dermatologist or a good PA like the PAs I have in my office who are awesome.
Oh,
awesome.
That's wonderful.
Cammy and Jamie. Yep.
Oh, thank you. Dr. O'Donohue, yeah, thank you again for taking your time out of your busy schedule. I know Barb rearranged some things
she's
for you
the
to
best.
Be here.
Oh,
yeah,
man. She makes it work. She makes the whole thing work.
She is. And if people want more information or would like to find you, how do they do that, please?
Sure. One of my favorite ways is to look on our website, dermatologyexperts.com. It has a ton of information about me, my staff, about dermatology, or they could just call our office anytime, 941-926-7546.
Well, great. Thank you, Dr. O'Donohue. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having
great
me.
Great conversation.
Ah, what
amazing
a pleasure.
Information.
I
that
really
is
appreciate
so necessary,
it.
Especially here in Florida.
And I thank you, too, quite a bit. You gave me some information. I'm doing something about this that I got up here on top. Or
your,
don't have.
Your dome?
Yes,
okay.
Right.
All right. Good, John. Thanks.
I will definitely try some of those.
Oh, hey. Anytime.
Thank you very much.
Right out.
Thanks. And thanks again, everybody. Thanks for joining us as we talk to Dr. O'Donohue with O'Donohue Dermatology here in Sarasota. And you're located just off Tamiami Trail.
Right, Field Road and 41, yeah. And about three lights south of Bee Ridge and 41.
Ridge. Yeah, really yeah. Central. Very good. And again, thanks for joining us today. Tune in next Tuesday at 9 a.m., and you can hear from Julie and Jono of Our Changing Environment. So we have the Health, Wellness, Body, People program, and they have the Health, Wellness of, you know, the Petri dish we live in, right. The Environment program. And so they'll be on next week. And in the meantime, please take good care. Please take good care and stay tuned for Democracy Now!